Hello?
The Toronto?
Yes, sir.
Here at this end.
Yes, sir.
I'm just back from an hour with the press, and I'm bloodied and...
Well, I hear you did a great job.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, that's what you reported to your chief anyway. You told him you did a hell of a good job.
I told him, I said...
I'm amazed that you're telling me the contrary.
But I'm saying I thought we came out okay.
Fine. I know you did. I know you did wonderfully.
Very tough questions, sir.
Yeah.
And one of the toughest questions is one I'm calling you about now.
Yes, sir.
They were in effect saying, why didn't you do 1805?
Mm-hmm.
And I, in effect, said that if we had, we would have been charged on both sides with favoring the other, and we would have been caught in the middle, and there probably would have been still further bloodshed and loss of American life.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should have said that we could not have acted without the OAS, but I just neglected to say it.
No, I think this is a good answer. I really do.
Now, Mac said to call you about why I believe 1805 is no longer practical.
Yeah.
Time has overtaken us there. The positions are such that they are quite far past the proposed line of 1805.
Yeah.
It would be difficult from a military standpoint to put it in now.
Yeah.
And moreover, I think that it would be said by some we were merely now reacting to...
aid them some more.
To what?
To aid them some more, probably.
Yes. Or to public criticism.
Yeah.
So I think that... it is possible they may reach the river tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I just don't think it's practical. Bruce agrees with me on that.
Do you have any ideas what they're likely to do after river?
There have been some rumors that they might try, and I was queried about this, to come in from another direction. Incidentally, I indicated in my statement that we had refused to provide fuel to the GNR Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We can, in my judgment, prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
In a similar fashion to our preventing combat aircraft from taking off from Isidro.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we're really the ham and the sandwich there.
Yeah. Well, of course, the critical point is the following, as I'm sure you know. If some understanding comes about tonight and your colleague says maybe.
Andy, what?
Your colleague says maybe. Some understanding.
I am dubious that it can. We ought to work to that, but...
No, I mean an understanding just with those...
I see.
It may be theoretical in spots, you know.
Yep.
And then the question is, what do we do next?
Yep.
The North is the non-Confederates during sit up there, probably, at least they'll do, we guess, is sit up there and say they are it.
Yeah.
And the question is, what happens next, and what, if anything, we do next?
Yeah. Let us address ourselves further to this question.
Will you?
And get back in touch with you.
All right. We're having a large-scale gathering here.
Tonight?
At 7 o'clock.
We'll try and get back to you. Well, I doubt we can because it's 6:30 now, your time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we'll get back to you as soon as we can, but your friend and my friend is with G now.
Yeah, I know that.
And I'll have to wait till he... I don't want to interrupt that.
Yeah. But we just talked to him, and he's pretty optimistic about this evening.
The now is going to be...
The vacation? The what?
The bang bang.
Yeah, that's what I say, and what we're... hope you can figure out is some way of doing it.
Yeah.
Because you sure as hell don't want instructions from here on account of they'll be wrong.
Okay, let us dig into it.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.